Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got for us today?
All right, gentlemen, we have the first endorsement deal offer here for Gardner Minshew from the Jacksonville Jaguars. Yeah. Popular adult webcam site Cam Soda has offered the quarterback $1 million to teach a weekly fitness class and be a brand ambassador. And what does that include, you may be asking? They would like him.
What's that include?
They would like him to do a band exercise, which is what he was doing in the locker room. But the website would like him to do the workout in a jockstrap and or naked in the weekly class. They would also like him to be the face of their puppet line, which is, as they describe it, a knit costume that you put over your package.
Oh. Yeah. Times are changing. It's a good endorsement deal.
I'm just telling you, Tom. I can just tell you, hi, I'm Tom Coughlin. That ain't happening.
I mean, it's got to be more than he's making this year. He's a late-round pick.
He's pretty good.
It's $1 million.
You know what? He's a pretty good player for the future, though. He's pretty good shape.
Well, they just put $88 million into the next 4 years.
Everybody's looking. Backup's getting more money. he'll pass.
Yeah. Tom Coughlin will pass.
I'm interested to find out about these puppets. That's a little bit odd.
That's odd.
All right, we go to college basketball for this next one here, and Louisville has reached a settlement with Rick Pitino. Did you guys see what the amount was?
0.000.
It was zero. The only thing that Rick is getting in exchange for this thing is they are going to say that he resigned and was not fired.
That's all he cared about.
Is that supposed to make you feel better?
It's all he cared about.
Well, that's like when they're about to fire you, walk up and you say, I quit.
Like, that's what he wanted to do.
And you try to break up with the other person first or something like that.
Well, he doesn't need the cash. How much money did he get from Adidas over the years or
whatever? We decided to go separate ways.
He was taking money under the table and other things under the table for a long time.
He's sticking to his story through all these years. He's done nothing wrong. It's incredible. He didn't know anything. He had no idea. He had no idea. Recruiting, nothing. Right. No idea.
I was at Italian dinner that night.
He knew about that. If he didn't, he's the first guy I know
so
that
the other coaches
didn't know about that. Right. You imagine those guys sitting. No. That's the weirdest vision. End of the day recruiting trip, and she's under that table, and he's sitting there with assistant coaches. Right.
Game planning.
At that point, that look on his face and those guys are looking at him. I'm sorry, man. I had to say that. It's just
spaghetti
awkward.
And meatballs.
What do you start? Like, do you keep talking to him about coach, about recruiting, or, hey, how are the kids doing? And you know she's under the table. That's weird.
How are the kids doing is a weird topic to bring up in that situation.
They're good. They're good.
I can't look.
They're good.
I can't look.
What else you got, Woody?
You done? All right. I didn't know if you were done with all that.
Oh, he's
sound
done.
Effect.
Oh, he's done.
You paint quite a picture.
You should be sitting a foot away from him and see it.
Yeah, that's creepy. Yeah.
Started shaking.
That's nice.
He ain't lying. He ain't lying.
All right, here's another weird story.
He never brings that one up, like, you pig.
Right, that's it. Everything else he brings up. Yeah,
another weird story here, guys, and we're at the very early stages of this one, so we'll be following this closely over the coming days. And, of course, it involves Antonio Brown, but at this time it involves Le'Veon Bell's baby mama, Charisse. There are rumors that Antonio Brown is seeing Charisse right now. She was on Instagram saying a little different stuff throughout the week, and then someone asked her directly if she was with AB, and she only replied by saying her week was, quote, booming. And if you follow Antonio Brown, you know that that's one of his slogans.
Uh-oh.
A lot of booming going on.
Right.
I will say this, because I did see the story. She's a good-looking lady.
Yes, she is. Thank you for that, though, Joe.
Yeah.
She's a good-looking little red bone. Combination package.
Week was booming.
Isn't it amazing, though? All these star athletes can have any. This goes back. This used to be my pet peeve in the 80s down here. So you guys can have star wide receiver, star running back. You can have any woman. You can have a chance to date and be with and call them your girlfriend, or have a baby with them, anybody you want, and you guys end up with the same damn girl. How's that happen?
Fighting over.
There got to be 200,000 girls that look like
right.
that. You can go down here in Miami and find
South
50,
Florida, you kidding
50
me?
This morning.
Right.
And they're doing the same one.
Found
we used,
the same
we used to have the same thing going on in the 80s. Like, we used to, like, stop, and it would get – there'd be a little friction in the room, and guys were mad, and you could see, oh, man, last night, two dudes fighting over the
guys.
Same girl, went at it, had to break them up at a club, and you would say – so we got all these people in Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County. We go to all these clubs, and there's no other professional teams in town. We're it. And you two are fighting over the same damn girl.
She's really pretty.
When it's all said and done, she ain't going to be with either one of you two. You'll just stay with your wives. All right, so what else you got?
All right, I'm going to get to one more thing here because we're out of time. But we have an item hitting the auction blocks here, Joe, that I think that you would be very interested in. It is Jerry Rice's game-worn jersey. And it's the jersey he was wearing when he caught his final touchdown pass from Joe Montana.
Oh.
It was worn in a Niners 1991 playoff game against Washington.
Ooh. That's a good one.
That's a good jersey.
That's a good one.
You know how many touchdowns they combined for together?
I'm going to say 75.
67, tied for sixth all time.
He caught a bunch with Steve Young, too.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had to guess, gentlemen, what do you think the jersey will go for?
Oh.
We have a number here that they're expecting to get. Joe, what would you pay for it?
Price is right here. Right?
I can't afford it, but I would say it's going to go for $50.
I'm going $1.
Zach wins. It's expected to get $25,000.
I knew it was under. Had to be under. $50,000 is a lot, though, but $25,000 is still a lot for a jersey.
Talking
too.
About you could.
That's the GOAT jersey, though. Last touchdown for Montana. That's a GOAT jersey right there.
You know all these guys putting up all these monster numbers in passing games, right? I mean, they're ridiculous.
See it, yeah.
Ain't still nobody going to touch Jerry Rice. If there's one record, you can look them up. You can look all the records, and you're going, nobody catching all that guy's record.
No, the wide receiver record's going to be close to being never touched. It sucks.
And we're
Marino.
Talking about guys getting 100-plus catches
every season.
And the passing numbers, hell, when it's all said and done, Danny's going to be out of the top 10 because these guys are –
every year, another guy throws for 4,800 yards.
Guys are playing till they're 40 at a high level.
Just imagine Danny in today's game.
But Jerry Rice, I don't know.
It'd be a tough one to beat.
With those guys. You can catch 100. Well, you can do the math on it for a lot of
Jarvis
years.
Jarvis do it for 4 years, 100 catches every year. How many touchdowns do you have, four?
Hard to catch those guys. Hey, we got
Joe, really quick, can I just address one more thing? Because we're getting people asking about this on the text
what's
machine.
That? What happened?
O.J. was busy again, so I don't know if we have time. We can get to it today. The caption on his tweet was "Big Game Hunters."
Oh, God.
Big Game Hunters.
All right, we'll make room for it.
We'll definitely make room.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.